this was Indonesia with the news read by Steve. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto arrived at Markham Military Airport in Amman, Jordan on Sunday. The presidential plane carrying Prabowo was escorted by two fighter jets. Close from temple, after arriving at the airport, Prabowo was greeted by King Abdullah II. Prabowo and King Abdullah II are scheduled to begin the meeting with a two-on-one discussion, followed by a bilateral meeting by each ministerial delegation. Deputy Chairperson of the National Economic Council, Mari Alkapangestu, suggested that the Indonesian government should also engage in dialogue with China in response to the import tariff imposed by the US. Mari on Sunday said, Indonesia requires managing the risks after implementing these varying tariffs because there might be a trade diversion. An export that were originally sold to the US will shift to other markets. If not anticipated properly, she said, there will be an influx of imports, especially from China. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Flavor from fermented cassava. nuptial by night ceremony, in which the bride's nails are being decorated with smashed red flowers. It is similar to henna nails. The ritual is witnessed by young men and women with a gold cowrie fist as part of the celebration. When the groom arrives, the bride feels a mix of excitement and nervousness as she prepares to leave her single life behind. Well, listener, here is the song Malam by Night by Ali Kassim. Happy listening.
Brain rocks, and I'm just surprised that Tung 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 Sahur, right, the month of Ramadan, is going viral from across so many countries. In Korea, they made a 3D print of Tung 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 Sahur, and then somebody else created a filter, a TikTok filter, and also other, well, brain rot things on social media. Have you ever heard the word Tung 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 Sahur? It came from Indonesia. Actually, it is an onomatopoeia for when people are trying to wake people up during the Sahur. So, actually, let me explain the whole context. The context is in the fasting month, or the month of Ramadan. People will be needing sahur, which is some kind of meal before they begin fasting again, and it's usually still at like around 3 to 4 a.m. Of course, most people are still sleeping, so to help others to wake up and have the meal, they will be gathering around, making noises, and usually the traditional one using some, well, easy apparatus from bamboo, and the sounds like tung tung tung, and then they will be shouting sahur. Hence the meme, tung 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 sahur. Yes, it is coming from Indonesia, so it's kind of legendary nowadays, right? I just saw the video, it's like 56.1 million views. Wow, so nice. But moving on from tung 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 sahur, let's move on to something else related to food. I got one from Lampung. They have something called sarawit. Maybe people eat this during sahur, right? So sarawit is it consists of grilled of fried fish, prepared with shrimp paste, chili sauce, fermented durian, and a mashed young mango, and everything is mashed. And this dish is usually enjoyed with warm rice, fresh veggies, and various other condiments. And not only enjoyable, but it's what apparently reflects awareness, and usually eaten during family gatherings or social events. And if you want to try it, you can go to around Lampung, and the price, it depends, like from 30,000 to 75,000 rupees, like, well, still under what? I mean, only like 3 to 5 bucks, I think. And because it reflects awareness, you really need to taste it. Just like how the whole world is jointly celebrating the brainwood meme called Tung 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 Sahur. Well, that's just part of our cultural wealth. And then, the next one will be celebrating the wealth of the diversity in our country called Zambrit Catalyst Diwa by Vidi Adiano.
Bahagia, hidup sejahtera dari khatulistiwa. Alam berseri-seri, bunga beraneka, pelangi dalam barangan.
Alam tinggal bermari khatulistiwa.
and just the alternative was service was from Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So we have a lot of languages in Indonesia, and we can say that one person to the next have different mother tongue. And if you haven't heard about the mother tongue, what is it? And what about Indonesia? Which one is called mother tongue, and how is it today? Here is an opinion from Dora Amalia, the head of Center for Language and Preservation.
Sense. A mother tongue is someone's native language or the first language of someone. It is commonly the first language that is taught by parents to their children, or a language that is used mostly in a family. In the broader sense, especially if we associate it with Indonesian linguistic perspective, the mother tongue is the regional language or local languages itself. Because in Indonesia, mother tongue in the most family is the regional language. So if we talk about the mother tongue here, we talk about the regional language. The trend is nowadays seems to be going the opposite, if more and more families use Indonesian as their native language. So your mother tongue is Indonesian, of course.
Our mother tongue should be like our traditional languages from well different ethnicities or maybe backgrounds in Indonesia, but nowadays the most mother tongues are just like Indonesian. For example, if you are an Arab descent living in UK, your mother tongue shouldn't be maybe English, but instead Arabic or any kind of other languages. And we wish that everybody will preserve these languages, because well, we do not realize it, but days by days there are languages getting extinct, and without those languages we will forget and lose the memories of the world that we need to read it by using those kind of languages. And more discussion related to mother tongue and the trend in Indonesia is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Video or audio player, so feel free to tell them to tell us how you feel, or maybe something that you would like to inquire further. So make sure to download the application at RE Digital.
Yeah.
If you always some stamina or the universe dancing, after this, we would like to bring you not dancing but listening to a story about an old kingdom in Indonesia. Because when you are visiting our country and you see the street food people selling like toasted bread, sometimes their names will be Galuh Bimangkit. People are asking what is Galuh, so Galuh is a kingdom in Indonesia, and the whole story will be right after this song.
Kita teman kan ya, itu ada sarana-sarana penunjang sehingga si wisatawan
ini
That was the System of Innovation Wonder for today, featuring Galu, a tourism icon of Chiang Express Java. We can meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
From Indonesia, then, so that you can know more about our country. So, from these whole 6 hours, tell us how you feel about us, and they can send it to where, Unica?
Yes, please do on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, on Instagram, VOI_official, TikTok, VOI_official, our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62812381213 +62812381213 And on our online streaming, make sure to stay tuned on VOI News ID and our digital app, RRE Digital.
And I'd like to check again our WhatsApp. No, we haven't yet to receive any WhatsApp from our listeners yet, because it's weekend. The last one is from me, actually. And also, you can leave some comments and questions on our application, RRE Digital, available for Android and also iOS. Steven, Eureka will be having lunch, and the next one will be with Ray, and he seems to be talking about soccer this afternoon. Wish him so many good luck, Ray.
Yeah, good luck, Ray.
Okay, so, well, I'm Steve.
I'm Eureka.
Thank you very much for listening. Do not forget to do something before the people on stage on Ethel World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia
to the world.